You know, you have to do something. You got to party. That's what it sounds like in my shoe when I party. When my heart shoe button. The shuffle. What's happening, gang? It's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you without a dope beat to step to. Yeah, we was doing life shit, niggas. Worked hard the last four couple of days. It's so hard, it made me talk like this. I said, boss, please, boss. I'm so tired. Can I get a rest, boss? My feet have worked their way through the shoes. foot the ground is what we're doing now. We grounded. Nah, thank God it wasn't that kind of work. Jesus, that kind of work is enough to fuck up generations, let me tell you. Did you know if your forefathers was a slave, you'd be more susceptible to baby daddyism? 9 out of 10 baby daddies that exist in America today, centuries ago, their forefathers were slaves. Did you know that shit? You know, the baby daddy culture got started back then because they would sell the Negro to go pump out some babies on another farm. How'd you get that job? Because ain't like it's the application. It's like, you want to be the slave to open the door, or you want to be the slave to pick up heavy shit, or you want to be the slave to pick cotton, or you want to be the slave to fuck these bitches and make more slaves. Like, shit, dog. That is a tough choice. You know, it sounded kind of like Bill Cosby. You know, we won't be talking about Bill Cosby. We'll be talking about another guy that white people were so upset he was free. And rest in peace to Orenthal James Simpson. Father to some, ex-husband to others, the murderer that got away to millions. He shall be remembered in infamy and in fame as well. Depends on who you ask. I don't have a problem with the nigga. I mean, I think I've said this before here. You can tell me he killed him, but I do not believe the narrative that was given to me by the state of California. They have the burden of proof. Oh, man. Yo, I jumped in the comment sections after he died, man. I was like, I forgot. Oh, it was a post of this old lady. She was a member of the jury. Looked like she was 100 bazillion years old.
And she was like, yeah, we was mad because the Rodney King murdered.
No, she was like,
yeah, I was mad because the Rodney King murdered.
And then the interview was like, did you think other jurors felt the same way? It was one of the BBC niggas.
Do you feel like the other jurors felt the same way?
Goddamn English accent.
And she was like, yeah, I would say about 90% of us.
And then, so I saw that post. I was like, let me jump to the comments. It's going to be some good shit. And boy, was it.
Like, rest in peace, murderer.
One time for Nicole, RIP, Dove. Broken heart. Heart hand emoji thing. So I was like, well, the government's case was put together by duct tape. I mean, put together with duct tape. And a racist cop. And oh my word, those people were mad at DT. I'm like, oh my God, I'm just stating facts. So, oh my God, how could you? And it brought out some racists. One dude, I don't know if he talked like this, but this is what most people think racist people sound like. I'll tell you something, man. Well, you got to follow the trace of blood, man. I'll tell you something, you see the youths. Don't know nothing about nothing. I'm like, does this nigga just call me a city youth? This nigga think I'm a gangbanger. I wish. If I was a gangbanger, I'd have kids by now. Repeating my cycle of violence as I rot in the prison and sell hooch on the side. I'm like, that's not racist at all, sir. I'm sure anybody could be in any city youth, even white people. One lady was like, this tells me everything I need to know about your character. I'm like, bitch, I feel sorry for the kids, of course, but damn, show me some proof. These niggas act like they ain't have a videotape of a nigga bringing this nigga OJ's blood to the crime scene.
I mean, come on.
What nigga you know killed two people, clean up, hide the glove, hide the weapon, and then catch a flight to Chicago? I tell you what, when a black man is guilty in some of these people's eyes, he has the ability to turn into Super Negro. Like, this nigga had to be Flash to move that fast. Motherfucker Caitlyn Jenner chimed in, talking about good riddance. All right, bitch, you just mad he fucked Kris Jenner first. And made a Chloe. I hope they let Chloe go to the funeral without being bothered.
That is her father. Let her talk to him.
Yeah, RIP to the juice. First man to run for 2,000 yards in the NFL. Head bigger than the motherfucker. Y'all heard Charlie Murphy when he said that shit to Rick James sketch.
Hey, man, first thing I remember, like, man, nigga, O.J. Simpson. That motherfucker got a big fucking head.
That nigga checked out with the cancer. God damn. Hope it ain't that super cancer they be talking about on the internet that was brought to you by Pfizer. That shit heating up. Fucking the courts over in fucking England found them guilty of lying to consumers and charged them niggas a whopping 34,000 pounds, whatever it is. What's that? If it's anything close to $35,000. Which I think it is. That ain't nothing for Pfizer, man. It's like, shit, nigga, we make that with Ozempic. Ozempic. Making fat bitches skinny. Don't take Ozempic, people. I heard it was bad. Where'd you hear that at, Derek?
I don't know. I don't remember, nigga. Just fucking, I'm trying to save your life, okay?
I ain't
partner.
Yeah, man. But I was busy the last couple of days. I did this, I did some PA work, you know, picking up heavy shit. You know what I mean? It was a music video. Some big fat Ukrainian rapper. Like, he's from Brooklyn, but he got to say he's Ukrainian because, like, they hot in the streets right now. He probably makes some money off that association alone. Some rich person in New York, well, shit, if it's good enough for the government to pay your country, I'm going to give you some money, buddy. Now get out there and rap. He was a rapper. They had this fucking, they shot this scene at this bar in the city, Swing 46. It's a cool looking spot, man. I was like, this would be dope place to have some comedy shows. But you try to take your comedy in one of the venues, I think that venue is just for jazz, you try going there, they'll treat you like you are the bottom of the rung of entertainment because you are as a comedian. Everybody and their fucking uncle think they can do this shit. They probably could. but will you be good, though? When them black people in Harlem looking at you like, I can't believe I paid for this shit. That'd be the funniest shit, man. Look at black people's faces with other comedians bombing. Black people don't play that shit. Like, man, look, man, my life was too motherfucking hard, nigga. You better pick up the pace. So he did the PA work, but they needed some extras. So the guy I was working with, this motherfucker. This how motherfuckers get you to do two jobs for one, right? He's like, hey, man, I need some extras. You got a suit? I should have said no. But I cannot tell a lie, that's how I'm built. I said, yeah, I got a suit. It was early in the morning, that's how he fucked me up with that question. I'm like, yeah, I got a suit. He's like, bring it, we need some extras. I'm like, nigga, am I getting paid more? Huh? But I did the extra shit. They just needed somebody to sit in the crowd. It's like, this nigga had a suit on. He's got one of them old microphones and shit, little chrome joints, and he's just like, I guess, I'm in there bobbing my head of his shit amongst some other people. But, you know, in between scenes, I go outside, smoke a cigarette. And then one of the guys that's working on the crew is talking to this guy, and he points to me. And this guy comes over. He's like, I'm from the Senegal. I need a job. I'm like, nigga, what?
a job?
Are you one of these illegal migrants that have been creeping across my border? Yes, I am. Welcome, brother. Welcome to the party. Like, dude, I can't help you, man. I am an extra on this shoot, bro. I can't hire nobody. This ain't how it works, man. You know what I should have told this motherfucker? Like, you know what? You want a job? I got the perfect place for you to go. 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Ask for Joe. He's the reason you're here. God damn it. Well, at least he's one of the nice ones. Like, he was a nice guy. You know, he had, he did have on, like, a third world country outfit. You know, it was kind of warm that day, and this nigga had on. Like, he's like, he looked like it was a buffalo. I'm like, this ain't no nigga. We ain't doing 40 degree weather. But I guess if you're from the Senegal, everywhere is cold. He said, I'm from Africa, brother. He was polite. He was nice. He had a nice smile, positive attitude. I'm like, brother, you're going to make it in this country. Just in time for the Civil War to pop off. I don't think it'll be a Civil War, man. How can you fight against somebody you grew up watching the same shit? Like, what, man? You a LeBron James fan, too? Shit, man. I got to stop shooting at you, man. Give me a hug, man. What's your favorite LeBron James moment? The Cleveland championship. Shit, nigga. I knew you was going to say that. To mine, too. We'll never fight each other, America. My country tells me. Sweet land of liberty. They be talking that Civil War shit. Speaking of which, it's a movie out called Civil War. I'm going to watch it. I heard some political heads talking about this shit on YouTube. They said they didn't pick a side, which is beautiful. It's very rare Hollywood gets away with not picking a side. It was done by, like, I think it was a A18. It's some independent production company did it. So, one, like, what you may not know, if it's independently funded, you can actually do some artist work instead of pandering to these bullshit motherfuckers out here. But I want to watch it. But yeah, Civil War never happened in the States again. It had to be some kind of big money divide, and I don't see that. Not yet. But I couldn't believe that. I done ran into a real live immigrant. It's going to happen all summer, I'm sure. I'm trying to find me some hot Venezuelan chick that want a green card the old school way. Look here, baby. We'll get married, you'll become a citizen, and then you can still collect your illegal immigrants' benefits. A little debit card. fuck it. Let them stay. Let them all in. That's Joe Biden's motto anyway. Let them all in. I need to study this nigga. I could do a better impersonation than that. It's just a bunch of mumbling incoherently. Groan a couple times like you shit yourself.
Come on, man.
What else? Oh, that's right. You got the battles going on. Still continues. See, I think since last time I talked about, you know, Kendrick.
Fuck the big three, nigga. It's just big me. Ah!
Nah, Kendrick yet. This nigga be animated than a motherfucker. Niggas be like, ooh! See, that animation shit works, nigga. You can't just be delivering your lines straight face and dry. That's why niggas think J. Cole boring. So last time I talked about, you know, he had K-Dot do his little half bar for them niggas and then whole industry go crazy. And then, you know, J. Cole came out and said, I'm sorry, man. I ain't mean to do that shit, man. Shit. Conscious, brother. We supposed to be brothers, man. Now let's hold hands, man. Kiss on the cheek and sing Kumbaya. And then this week, Drake leaked his joint. Everybody was like, ooh, he even had 50 Cent. Like, ooh. And I think 50 Cent only got on Drake's side because he said something about Rick Ross and they got history. That's my guess. I heard Drake shit. It's pretty good, man. But, like, I don't know, man. Drake talking tough, man, just make me laugh. I just giggle the whole time, man. I just see the thick-ass eyebrows. Like, come on, man. You ain't tough, nigga. But then Ross came out with his shit. I like Ross shit the best. I think that's how the beat goes. Yeah, white boy. He called him a white boy. That was hilarious. Wayne gave you the juice. Just a white boy at the park. Trying to hang with the fellas. Some shit like that. I was like, oh, shit. I'm like, this fat nigga happy as hell. Like, let me get back in the game and be relevant right quick. Put down my wings for Wingstop. Oh, man. So he did his little song. He had the artwork. It was like this white dude on the cover. Look just like Drake. I'm like, damn, Drake, you going for the white boy shit. Me and my brother had a discussion about that shit. I'm like, I don't think anything anybody can do to anybody that's a diehard Drake fan to knock them off they square, man. I'm like, after what Pusha T did to him. Ugh. Pusha T didn't knock him out of the box. I don't think Kendrick will. Maybe Kendrick will because they're the same generation. Maybe niggas was looking at Pusha T like, man, why you picking on this little nigga fall? Or like, shut up, old man. You don't know nothing. That's what the little kid said to me when I came over to fuck his mother. I was like, I'm your uncle this evening. He said, shut up, old man. You don't know nothing. Well, I know your mother's a whore. And I am too. And once we close this door, if you put your ear to it, you'll hear what whores sound like in the night.
What whores sound like in the night? Derek, tell me to tell their children that.
Yeah, man, fuck the kids. The quote Bernie Mac, fuck the kids.
Fuck the kids, man.
Fuck them. Fuck them. I'm kidding. That last scenario with the whole, like, fucking, you know, that never happened. Never happened. Now, having said that, being the motherfucker I am, I'd be lying if I said I've never fucked a mother. I fucked a new mother too one time. The kid had to be like, what? 10 months or something like that. Oh, I remember whizzing that freak on one time. I sucked her titty too hard and I got some titty milk. And that was the grossest thing I ever had. Oh, body temperature milk, nigga. Oh, that's gross. Oh, I got to pause this thing. I'm sharing too much. And I'm back. When we last left you, gang, our hero was talking about experiencing
chocolate titty milk.
Her titties weren't even that nice either. For this lady in particular, lawyer, it was all about the ass. God damn, that thing was juicy. Oh, it's so juicy. It's so juicy, it made me talk through my teeth. That's some good that's some good ass. Oh, that was some sweet blackberry booty.
Yes, that's right. Blackberry booty, pecan tan booty, lily white booty. I love all the booties.
I think I talk about booties every episode. Which is, you know, fuck it, man. Until I start having some motherfucking guests. I'm thinking we're going to break down booties and what we like about them all the time. It's my favorite part about the booty is like I like a little hang time on my booty. Like, you know, where the booty meets the thigh. It should be a little cuff right there. Like, a little hang time on the booty cheeks. And that way, when they walk, they go, boop, 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 boop. That's the... Yeah. All right. Yeah. I don't know.
That's what happens when you run out of things to talk about. Talk about.
But, you know, that's a great topic, you know, since the beginning of time.
Since the beginning of time.
We could talk of other things. We can talk of Iran and Israel. Oof. That shit went down. I was like, oh, no, God, here it comes. Here comes the end. I don't know. It's interesting how that shit works out because apparently Iran did that shit to let them know, yo, we can touch y'all, dog. We got the pow-pow booms, too. But then Israel's like, you know, we're going to fall back a little bit. Let's see. Let's recalibrate. Maybe they're saving the real bullshit for the summer.
Speaking of bullshit for the summer, been doing my sit-ups.
What?
Sit-up, that sit-up shit is easy for a nigga skinny like me. No problem, my friend. My friend, no problem with the apes. But you know, we talk about the biceps and triceps. Yeah, there's another thing. Working out is tough, though, niggas. It's like, fuck, you gotta be dedicated. Then you gotta sweat. Gotta make those grunting noises. That's the last rep on the. It's the last rep in the bathroom, or is the last rep on the bench, my friend? You pinching a loaf, or you tossing around iron? I think I'm gonna do that shit though. You know, every now and then, you know, I think of things to, you know, self-improve. Like, Derek, you should read more.
Yeah, I'm gonna read more, man. That shit sound cool.
Derek, you should go for a run in the morning.
Yeah, I'm gonna run, man. That shit sound cool.
But then you don't end up doing that. Shit, that fucking PA job. It had me working though. It's like, you know, you do a little workout, feel great, right? Ah. Ugh. And then I've been off all day today and you did shit. Actually, I did my paperwork, man, because you don't do that paperwork, you can't get paid, baby. What? It's about to be crazy. About to be a crazy summer, son. Shit, I'm going to battle Rick Ross and Drizzy, too. Kendrick taking his time for this response. Niggas claim Kendrick was ready for the kill shot with Drake. Drake said, fuck that shit. Come on. We're doing it for the light skins.
BBL Drizzy.
That's what Rick Ross saying. Actually, Rick Ross hasn't shut up with his Instagram, social media shit. Which I don't know if that make him look cornier or what. I think he's already kind of corny though, you know.
Ron Zell, this is the correctional officer.
That shit don't mean shit no more. You can be a fucking Nickelodeon star or whatever Drake was on, or you could be a correction officer. Who's the last real drug dealer to start rapping?
I don't know.
I know the last rapper to get a RICO charge, but I don't know if that nigga was like drug dealing. Ain't no telling now. Shit, Fannie Willis the one got that nigga up on that charge, so who knows if that's real or not. I think that's all I got for y'all today, man. It's a little short something. Shit, we're going to get another one in this week for y'all. All right, peace. It's been another episode of the Book of DT. I don't know why I'm struggling to get that out, man. Nigga must be tired.
Another episode of the Book of DT.
Peace, blessings, in all things natural, like Buddhists.